Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. We're going to start the show off with a song, and this is dedicated to Donald Trump from Iran. Welcome to Hazel Runs Her Mouth in 2020. I am surrounded by my wonderful cohorts, the dogs Mindy and Libby, the humans AJ and Mike. I didn't say you were human, I said you're a cohort. I said human cohorts. You can choose which we want to be. You don't have to be human if you don't want to. Okay. Anywho, so the start of 2020, and literally this is how it went. January 1st, 2020 is going to be our year. Woohoo! January 2nd, oh my God, all of Australia's on fire. January 2nd, all of Australia's on fire. Can it get any worse? January 3rd, President Trump, here, hold my beer. So, seriously, there has been, you know, the Middle East is back in conflict and the world is pretty much laughing at the U.S. It's not surprising. They've been laughing at us since Trump was elected over some of the things that he's done and said. Well, they don't. But now we're faced with the fact that Trump has started a war with Iran. Yes, officially war has not been declared. But when you go and kill one of their high-ranking officials, regardless of whether the fact he is a terrorist or not, and they retaliate by bombing U.S. Military bases, you have started a war. The next thing they have said that could possibly happen is Iran may not have the military war power to continue a major war with the U.S., but it has the resources to continue a cyber war on the U.S., which basically means they have the capabilities and the power to shut down things via computer. This is one of the things that people have actually been concerned about for many years. Like, people have said the next world war won't take place with bombs, it will take place with computers. Because everything being run by computers and being operational that way, you know, that possibility of, you know, shutting down infrastructures and that type of thing is going to be. Who? She's not an FBI agent. Anyhow, Mike's completely diverted off what we're talking about. So that's basically where it stands right now in regards to, you know, things going on like that. The sad part is that, you know, the U.S. is sending 3,000 troops over to Iraq to, you know, prepare to go against Iran and everything. And we have a country that is literally the size of the continental U.S. on fire right now. And those troops, to me, would be much more better off suited going on, being sent over there to help save people and homes and everything. You've got vast amount of people who were forced to go and live on the beach to get away from it. You know. That too. But there's just so much, you know, our priorities are so twisted as to what we should be focusing on right now. And our focus should be on helping people, not should be on starting a war with a country, you know, because it's not going to end nicely. I really think that this is going to be a horrific time for many, many people, including us in one way or another. But moving slightly on and changing the subject a little, the weather has not been wintry. Let's be perfectly honest. Our winter weather was Halloween, and we've progressively gone weird ever since. And it's kind of weird because that's what's keeping sicknesses around. The whole point of cold weather and everything is actually to kill off bacteria and viruses. It's to kill off insects and to start the germination process all over again. And a lot of the bacteria and stuff that people are suffering from and the viruses that you would normally get around about fall time are not being killed off. and that's causing, you know, people to be sicker longer more frequently. Mike, as we all know, is how many times have you had strep in the past few months? You've had it twice, haven't you? Literally in 3 months.
I don't remember the first time I got it. I don't remember.
Weren't it round about October time?
I honestly don't remember. I just know I had it recently, yes.
You've had it within the last few weeks. And, you know, you've had it, but I think it was round about end of October, November time you had it before.
I honestly don't remember.
And it's, you know, it's crazy. Poor Maggie's grandson, my smushy, who I helped deliver because he is my smushy, he has been, for the past 4 weeks, very, very sick. He's on been on three different courses of antibiotics, and they can't clear up what that he has wrong with him. Now, part of the problem is that, as myself, Justice, and Maggie agreed, that they didn't examine him correctly, because when he finally went this time, they said that he had a double ear infection. They had to clean out his ears because it was so filled with goo and everything from the infection, and now he is on antibiotics. Maggie herself has been battling on and off for weeks, you know, some kind of virus thing. And I've been, you know, the same kind of thing. I've coming back from there, and within a couple of days, I've got a sore throat and, you know, I'm coughing and stuff. That's actually a really good TV series. It's called Evil. I've been watching it over at Maggie's. But it's such a hard thing because, as I say, the winter months, yes, you do get some illnesses and everything, but in general, winter actually kills a lot of the bacterias and the such like.
Which we're explaining a lot.
Yeah, for sure. But what we're going to do is I'm going to play another song, and then we will be back to talk about some other subjects.
Mm-hmm. Your
And we are back. So we're currently on the final season of Criminal Minds. The actual new season of it has started a lot later than
usual.
Normally we start around, September, October time? And, you know, we're starting about a good 3 months later, which they said is because it's not going to run a full season of episodes.
Which it should.
What is your reason for, you think, for them ending the season? And what was the beginning of the end of the series?
The beginning of the end. I don't know if it's got something to do with, like, viewers or anything like that. Because they have a lot of people watching. So I guess then, like, with the, I guess what I was saying to you earlier, that maybe because of some people that were, like, leaving, or they were just sending other people to doing other things.
I think, for me, my opinion is they noticed probably quite a lot big downfall in viewers after Shay Marmore left. And, because let's be honest, he was the pull for women. I'm going to admit it out there. The chances of seeing that man take his shirt off, woo, lordy, give me strength. But and on top of that, it was the relationship that he had with Penelope. You know what I mean? That whole Derek and Penelope thing was just one of the best interactions in a TV show that there's been in a long time. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, they were each other's best friends. You prayed that they would get together. You really did. But there was that just that deep friendship and deep love for each other. And everybody could relate to that. Everybody wants to have a friend who is like that. You know, that was the true thing of the ride or die. And I think some of it that, you know, once he went, you missed out on those, you know, that little snippet between those two.
Right.
And I think that then brought her character down some. I know it was not intentional, but her character thrived off of his character. You know what I mean? And then obviously we went through the whole thing with the one who played Hodge getting fired from the show for what he did.
Yeah.
You know, that whole punching people and the assault and everything. Come on, baby. You know, assaulting people and stuff. That just, you know, you then lost that anchor. Because even though his character was just a miserable bastard most of the time, let's be perfectly honest, having that character in it was just, you needed that person there.
Exactly, the person that, you know, strictly to business.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Yep.
Which is kind of the lead person.
He was.
Okay.
And I think part of the problem since is that, you know, in my view, is that you never really got somebody strong enough to take over from him in the lead. Yeah, you got Prentice now, the head of the BAU. But I don't know, it doesn't run smooth enough for me with her there. And I think then some of the problem is as well is that they said some of the writers are different now and they're relying a lot more on the cast to be directing them. And the episodes at times just seem so up and down. You've either got really, really good or you're like, what the hell are we watching? Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I get that.
It's like, to me, the one of the best things NCIS did when they found their ratings were starting to drop was Bring Back Viva. And yes, it was hinted that she was still alive, you know, right up until, you know, that one episode where she came out and said, hello, Gibbs.
Uh-huh.
And then we were all, like, cheering. We were all happy Viva is alive. And they knew that bringing her character back was, that was the pump that was needed. And I think, because we said, if you remember, when we watched the one where Ziva was presumed dead in that fire, we were both like, I bet they bring her back. I bet they bring her back. I bet she does. You know, she had to fake her own death because of her dad and all this lot. So it worked out as being the right thing to do because she could come back and pop in now and then. Now it can also open the thing for Tony coming back and all that lot. So that was a smart move.
Yeah, because I don't know if the show is still going.
Well, yeah, it is.
Oh.
It is, yeah. Then the other thing that, you know, I think Criminal Minds needed to have done is Derek's character went to another department.
Mm-hmm.
And they could have done, if he had wanted to, and apparently the writers didn't feel that they needed to because they actually came out and said he chose to leave. So we don't need him. But they, to me, they should have kept that door open a lot more than what they did. You know what I mean? In a couple of episodes we've seen him in.
Right.
Because they could have had that crossover so many more times. And they already said the episodes where he came back into it, the ratings went up again. They could either, you know, do the thing with Hodge is that, yeah, he was an asshole. He shouldn't have done what he did. But if you see your show is suffering without certain people, try and get them back.
Exactly.
And the fact is, in my opinion, the people they got to replace, and they didn't replace them, they just brought in new agents, aren't strong enough to carry it. The two who I thought were strong enough, and they killed them both off, was the English black guy in NCIS, who they killed off.
Oh.
And then the black guy in Criminal Minds, who they killed off.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Now he's on Black Lightning.
Yeah.
Wow. It's just...
And it's a shame because it is a really good show. And people have actually, well, the writers have actually come out and said, people are actually saying that, I'm trying to put it in words. The fact that they're ending the series tells, you know, people saying the writers aren't strong enough to carry them or write the roles for the new people that are strong. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, that's my thoughts.
Well, it seems like this episode, were they looking for somebody that drugging people?
And looks like skinning them as well.
Right, and looks like, what's this character name on here? The one we just saw.
Oh, God almighty. Dave.
Yeah. Seems like he's doing like a different...
Right, different thing.
Yeah.
And see, and that's the one thing I noticed that they started doing that a couple of seasons ago, where they would integrate two different stories into the episode, and one of the stories carried on throughout other episodes, but they didn't do it smooth enough. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It was really choppy. So what do you think, Mike, is wrong with Criminal Minds over the past few years? Getting rid of Derek? And the thing is, this is my view, and you can agree or disagree all you like, you know. The problem is that they integrated too many new characters too soon. You know what I mean? You didn't get used to a character being there before. Boom, here's another one. Boom, here's another one. At least my thoughts were with NCIS when, you know, like when Kate died and they brought in Ziva. You had like two or three episodes of working out who Ziva was.
Right.
And then when Ziva's character went and they brought in the other chick. You had a few episodes where she was the main focus, so you got to know who Ellie was and all that lot. And the same after Donozo left and they brought in Fez's character. Of course, he's going to be Fez forever. You do realize that. When they brought in his character, they had a couple of episodes that were solely based around him. And it introduces you nicely. You get to know who the person is and all this stuff. But with this, it was like, can you turn that down? I'm doing a radio show. Could at least be polite. I'm polite when you do yours. But with this, they kind of threw all these new characters in, and you're like, huh? And if you remember, there was a couple of those were like, who's that? Where did they come from?
Right. It was just, you know, kind of like, it'd be a question like, why were they?
Why are they throwing so many people in at the same time?
I would have said, why NCIS do some writing for Criminal Minds?
Yeah. So, in regards to, like, TV shows that you two grew up with, because you two are going to know one more, and if I start talking about TV shows I grew up with in England, you guys are just going to not know what the hell I'm on about. What is one TV show from your guys' childhood or teen years, or, even as an adult, that was on that has now gone that you would like to see back?
That is a good one. One of them would be some of the video game cartoons. Yeah.
All of those, I think that is.
Yeah, all of those.
You can actually find a lot of Captain in the Game, the Game Master on YouTube. Delta and Mario you can find on Tubi.
Yeah, they're on Tubi. Yeah, because they were on, I think it was Netflix.
Oh my.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he's got scars on his chest. He's trying to make himself a chest.
By doing what? Have a 4 or 5 nipples at one time?
That looks even worse.
How the hell the pet gonna be up here in the other one way the fuck down here?
We got kind of like a Hannibal Lecter type shit going on here.
One pet was way the hell up here in the other one, but down here by the red cage.
Yeah, it's a whole Silence of the Lambs.
That's crazy as hell.
But anywho, you've said about like cartoons and everything, but what one involving actual human beings?
Oh, the one actual human being. Let's see, I know some of them, they're doing, like, some remakes of some shows. I think they're doing a remake. Let's see, what else? You remember the show Video Power?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much a video game based show, but yes, I remember Video Power very well.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, they used to. So normally they'll tell you codes about games and stuff. Did they introduce?
One of the things that was the company they had on there, I myself discovered it way before they even showed it on the damn show. It was for the very first TMNT on. Like, pretty much like, when you go against Rocksteady for the second time in that game, you're in a warehouse. The easiest way to beat them without taking any damage, but you got to have really good timing to do it. Well, you're about to face them. You jump on top of the crate with Donatello's, and with really good timing, every time you move, you use his bow stack to strike them and never get hit. They showed that on Video Power two or three months after I had already discovered it, like, I know this song. So as a little kid, you're like, they are late.
Although it had a stronger animated, but then when they relaunched it as to make it into a video game competition, that was pretty good. Kind of missed like the, some of the video game competition. So that's one of the shows I would like to see that.
What about when you pick your top of video game shows, were you keen on Nick Arcade?
Who?
You never heard of Nick Arcade?
No.
It was pretty much a team. It was two teams of two people, and the goal was they would have like they would have an anime character named Mike, and you had to guide them through this game board to get to the goal of where it was that of like it was like a screen like you're watching it on TV as a game board, and Mike is the main character. You had to navigate him through. Through the map to get to the end, but going through the map, you run into like the enemies and pop quiz questions and all that stuff. And then they have what they call a video challenge. If you land on that, they had arcade games that you had to play. You had to beat a certain score, and if you didn't beat the score, whatever you wagered on would be either deducted or added to your points. And at the very end, the team got one. It would actually be inside of a video game itself.
Yeah, I never heard of that. Let's see. There's TV game shows that they should have, they could bring back. Let's see. There's Funhouse is one. Finders Keepers.
I kind of sort of remember Finders Keepers. I didn't watch it all that much, but I do know what you're talking about.
Trying to think of what else. There's...
We're talking about kid game shows.
I'm trying to think of the one that's, there's another one that's on MTV that's like, they kind of like a court thing, but they solved it that, you know, that it was a court show.
Yeah, that one I don't know what you're referring to.
Yeah, MTV had like a court show or whatever.
I think I remember which one you're on about. Okay. As I say, we're watching Criminal Minds and it's in its last season. What TV shows are on TV now that you think to yourself, dear God, it needs to be over with? Maury is just getting boring. It's the same shit every freaking episode.
I won't say more. I think this shit, like...
They need to go back to some of their original things where they would, you know, you do the DNA testing and the lie detector stuff, but you then add... Was it Jack Tanner who used to come in with the zoo, with the animals, and then the makeover shows, the wild teams, the abusive partners?
Yeah, every now and then they do updates for
episode.
It used to be good. You could guarantee about three times a year they would do the animal one. At Christmas and...
No,
you know.
Christmas is what they did. The all-time but then you had to figure out who was going to go.
Yeah. But they would do it also. They've done it a couple of times at Christmas with the animals. But it was still good having those type of episodes and everything.
I was watching an episode of Maury from that girl I knew in high school.
Really?
Yeah, there was a girl on there that I knew in high school. I was on an episode of Maury.
Wow.
And being that she was on there, you could build some of the secrets to it. You got some of the shows on there.
Well, we already knew that because a guy that we dealt with in the wrestling business, his name's JP, was actually hired to be on Jerry Springer, weren't he?
Mm-hmm.
So we already knew that some of those are fixed.
Wrong time to be
idiots to be putting a girl from high school on Maury, especially when it was during Christmas break. So you know everybody at school
was
on. You found out that everybody at school actually watched Maury. Because when I came back up, because I knew her personally, she was talking about it. When I got back to school, I actually videotaped it, so that was, I had the evidence. But yeah, when I came back, when everybody came back to school, you wouldn't believe how many people went up to her and asked her about, like, how was more, like, how did she act, you know, did they pay you, or did you stay when you were in, all that
shit. It used to be in Chicago, didn't it? All of those used to be.
It was in New York. Jerry Springer and Steve Ripko used to be in Chicago.
That's right. And Oprah.
Yeah, Oprah.
And, like, everybody, like, I was like, damn, I didn't realize this. I have to watch
Yeah, what was she on there for?
Gotcha. But yeah, so.
I got the video in the bedroom.
I guess that does kind of show that, you know, some of them are fixed.
Well, yeah, you could tell with some of them.
You can tell the fraternity. The fraternity shows are fixed.
Yep. My favorite one was, I remember when we were watching Cheaters and we saw him carrying around cue cards.
Yeah, mainly the first season.
Yeah, they camera span around too fast and you saw them holding cue cards and then you saw them drop them, like, run behind the cameras. Yep. And he's trying to get a new chest. Okay, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song and we will continue in a minute. And we are back.
Dang, that song was a game changer.
Game changer.
Oh, Lordy. So we're coming up to the last 15 minutes of Criminal Minds. Rossi, that's his name, sorry.
David Rossi?
Yeah.
Got the name right.
Took me a bit to remember the Rossi.
Right. Well, he knew how to defend himself, but trying to think of more shows that, you know, that's on the air right now that should not be on. I'm trying to think. The Bachelor.
Oh, God, yes.
In the Bachelor. Yeah, that those shows need to go.
The other ones that I'm getting sick and tired of, and I don't watch them, but I'm sick and tired of seeing and hearing about, is like Teen Mom and all that lot.
Well, Morgan Freeman is responsible.
Yes, so is Dr. Drew. He was part of it as well. So what TV shows would you like to see go, Mr. Eisler?
And any other show they're trying to ride the coattails of that don't need to be on.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Like, for instance, all the shows on MTV that are quote-unquote reality-based, one of them, they already showed the commercial to it, and it's pretty much riding the coattails of Jersey Shore.
Florida Bama Shore.
Yeah.
What do they need that for?
For, kind of just had the,
I do miss the,
that used to be good. I tell you what, and we mentioned it because we sit there and we've watched the reruns and stuff of like Rock of Love and all that lot. Yes. Do you think that those celebrity dating shows are just the celebrities' way of trying to boost their career?
Yep. I think some of them.
Because I don't think there's been any of them that have actually stayed with the person.
Nope. Not one.
Let's be honest. Brett Michaels and Flavor Flav ended up going back to their baby's mamas. Real Chance of Love, they didn't stay with them. And sadly, one of them's dead now. May he rest in peace. But he never dealt with any of the women after the reunion show. He just was like, okay, I'm done, you know, and then
I love that the reunion special for the love of Ray J.
Yeah. Ray J's another one. When they said to, when he made his pick and everything, and then they said to her, when was the last time you seen him? Well, I haven't seen or heard from him since the end of the show. And they're like, well, how many of the other contestants have heard or seen Ray J since? And they all put their hand up.
That's
you know, he was wrong. He treated people like shit. And what he did, and my thoughts are the same in regards to Brett Michaels and into Flavor Flav. What both of them did to New York and to Heather, bringing them back for the second season and then still choosing somebody else over him. Yeah. But I don't think it's really fair because that Heather and also New York both did other things that, and later on have come out even years later and said, I did actually have feelings for him. I was actually in love with that person. And he treated me like a joke.
Oh.
And it's a shame, you know?
Well, like you said, at least some of them have some, like, a career or whatever after.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, 90% of the female contestants on those shows went, did topless shoots, porn, that type of thing. Yep. Oh, it's going to be on the news.
Okay, we got to talk about what happened with that situation.
I don't know. I saw the video the same as you. That's all I know. Basically, this afternoon, a car ended up in Dollar Tree on East Capitol, which is the Dollar Tree that AJ used to work at.
Another one?
They're showing them back to back. Holy shit. Well, we're going to finish this show at 9 then so I can really pay attention to the next one. Basically, a car ended up in Dollar Tree on East Capitol, which is where AJ used to work. And the video is quite, like, wow. And you can hear staff members and people in there yelling at the person, turn off the engine, turn off the engine. And looked like the woman had reversed in. But we're still trying to work out just based on the location of it. For her to have reversed in, she must have been trying to reverse into a parking spot outside. You know what I mean?
It's possible.
All I can say is I'm glad you don't work there anymore, because you would have been right by that door.
Right, and I could have been hurt.
Yeah.
What if I could have... No.
What?
Be like, dude, y'all want to put somebody by the door. That could have been me.
Yeah. I think I got it on here.
What the hell was that?
Sean's actually showed me this earlier. It's white girls that like black guys. Apparently that's what we look like. But let me find that. Here it is. And the person went way back in the store. The woman still had the car running after all that. So I'm guessing that Dollar Tree's not hiring right now.
Damn, it's crazy. Wow.
But that is insane.
Well, we're going to watch the 10 o'clock news about that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, is the house chair to give her the hump through the
right.
Parking man.
And backwards, because she was facing like she was going out of the store. So she had to have reversed it.
Right, so that's weird.
You know what? Let me see if it says anywhere if anyone was injured. Just bring it up. You have to bear with me a second.
Take it easy.
Okay. They haven't got it on that one. Let's check. CBS 58. Okay, well, it's on the top stories. It says one person was hurt after a car drove through the front door at Dollar Tree around 2:30. So you guys were in Walmart when it happened. She was an elderly lady and seemed very remorseful, and I don't think she was hurt. Once she smashed in and crashed up everything, the car pretty much came to a halt. They're going to kill her off. He says two people inside the store were hit. The driver never explained what happened, but she had to be going pretty fast to make it that far in the store. Store closed right after the crash. It was open back later in the day. That's impressive that they reopened.
Yeah, especially
if people are cold and stuff. Yeah. Like, wow. I'll be like, if they said to me, you're working the door, I'll be like, no, I ain't.
Right here, I'm
a... Yeah. But anywho.
Like, see what just happened? Hell no.
But on that note, we are going to end the show as it's nearly 9 o'clock, and I want to see the second episode of Criminal Minds. Because
it just got interesting.
Yeah. But we will be back. When are you back, AJ, for other shows?
Tomorrow I'm going to do the... Ooh. Speaking of which, the fuck game anyways, talk about more about the Bucks tomorrow on Bucks Talk, and Friday would be my show. If I think I set it up right, so.
All right, so we'll be back then. I'll be back next Wednesday, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in and listening. Have a good evening.
Peace out.